name's Naomi DaCosta, and I've been asked by Trichotillomania Support Online to talk about the effects of diet on trichotillomania. I've been treating trichotillomania for over 10 years now, and I have it myself, and I'm pull-free. The first thing it's important to emphasise is that everyone's different, and the effects of certain foods on you will almost certainly be different from the effects of foods on me. However, by listening to what helps me and what's helped others that I've treated through my online coaching program, NeoVision Online Coaching, you'll have a good idea of how to help yourself to lower your urge to pull with diet. One thing I've certainly noticed is that eating chili causes an itching on my skin, and particularly on my scalp and eyebrows. I haven't heard of anyone else reporting this, so it's a good idea to keep a daily diet sheet and write down anything you've eaten, together with its effects on your urges. Everyone experiences urges differently. For instance, some people see images of hairs and hair roots. We tend to treat this type of urge as a false thought, and these might be increased by sugar in the diet, but they benefit from more of a cognitive approach to lower them. And that's what we do in the online coaching program. But the urges I want to talk about here, they're strongly affected by diet. And these are urges experienced as itching, prickling, or a sensation under the skin surface. I'm going to explain how this happens a bit later, but what I want to say is that any foods which have a known effect on emotional well-being, such as caffeine and sugar, which are both stimulants, of course, are the first I would recommend eliminating from your diet. I'd suggest eliminating them for 3 months from your diet. Glucose has a very strong effect on most people's urges because it has a rapid effect on the blood glucose levels. So anything that has a rapid effect on the blood glucose levels is going to immediately send your body into action. And as it does so, those of us who are very sensitive, and most tricksters I think are, will probably notice effects on their body in a number of different ways. And one of those ways is going to be itching, prickling, urge-type responses. Now, I said earlier that you'd benefit from removing these foods from your diet for 3 months. Now, remember, you can introduce these foods back into your diet after quite a while. But it's best to introduce them back one at a time and to keep regular records of what's happening in relation to your urges and your feelings of general well-being. Remember that when you introduce them back, just introduce them back one day at a time. So in other words, if you're going to have sugar, just have it for one day and then clear it from your system again and see what the results on that particular day were. Finally, of course, stress has a very strong effect on many people, and the neurotransmitter cortisol, which is released when you get really stressed, affects many people with an itching sensation on the skin. So keep your stress low by monitoring your diet in writing for at least 3 months, making a note of any urges that you have and how strong they are. And this will help you to get a better understanding of which foods have an effect on you. You can always visit our website of www.trichotillomania.info and use the contact forms for any questions you may have. We're here to help. Trichotillomania is distressing, but trying not to think about it only makes it worse. So keep it at the forefront of your mind and focus on fixing it, because you can. At the time of recording this, I've been pull-free for over 6 years, and so I'm living proof. If you found this recording helpful and would like other recordings like this, perhaps longer ones, free of charge, please make a donation or subscribe to our website, because our aim is to provide free resources to those who can't pay, with subscriptions and donations from those who can. So thank you for listening, and I'm really pleased if I've managed to help you at all.